welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Here we are.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the thing.
Yeah. It's like our third time.
This is our third time. We have had cat problems. I was saying we have put the tree up far earlier than normal this year, and the kitten wants to climb it, so we had to stop and yell at her.
She's been pretty good, though, so far.
She has been pretty good, but she was shoving her face in it, trying to climb it. So, you know, that's happening, and Sean's action figures have fallen over, and I'm dropping shit. And so, yeah, this is the third time we're doing
it. It's been a calamity of errors. Speaking of action figures, I am streaming on Twitch these days, twitch.tv/angryherosean. And you can also find us on facebook.com/worstcollectionever. And that is where I will occasionally post videos of myself streaming action figure, opening up some action figures, or maybe just talking action figures. Because you know what the problem is? Sometimes I'll get these things on card and I'll be like, I just want to open it now. You know?
You don't want
to
wait.
I don't want to wait to have to do a video, because then I have to like arrange the time to do the video.
Right.
You know, and it's kind of a pain in the ass, but I mean, I do want to do these videos. You know, so if you're on Twitch, if you follow, listen to the show and you're on Twitch, follow me. I'm Angry Hero Sean. Maybe I'll play some more video games soon. I don't know. It's kind of a chore to start that up.
What, the whole like Twitch gaming thing?
Yeah, like if I want to start it, like I have to like get my headphones and then get the thing set up. And then it's a lot of like there's a. Like a certain like bypass thing that you can use.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. It's a little bit cumbersome for me. But that being said, I still like to do it. So maybe I'll, who knows? Maybe I'll do one tonight. Maybe I'll do one tomorrow. Maybe I'll do one in a while. But you can find them on our Facebook page. I will post links to them and you can check them out. And speaking of links, you posted a picture the other day. Why don't you explain what's going on here in the DCU cinematic EU or whatever the fuck they call it?
I was just happily, I mean, not happily. No one's ever happily on Twitter, but I was on Twitter.
It's true. You know, nobody's ever happy on Twitter.
No one's ever happy on Twitter.
Whoever goes on Twitter and goes, man, I'm having a great time.
No, no one's ever happy.
Not a damn person.
So I was on Twitter and it just happened to come across my timeline. And I've posted it on our Facebook page, this picture of Steppenwolf from the Snyder Cut, which I'm sorry, is no longer a cut. It is now its own piece of media.
Just call it the Snyder event.
Yeah, kind of the Snyder version, whatever. But it's not a cut. It is no, because a cut means you have existing footage that you're cutting together.
Yeah.
This is not that. And so it's like just,
you say extended cut. It's just the same movie.
It's just
movie,
more shit.
But like when you watch Beavis, do you watch it's just the more extended shit. Cut? It's just the stuff they took out that would actually make the movie make sense.
Yeah.
This ain't that.
No. So they're like, hey, here's this picture of Steppenwolf. And it's like that horrible. I mean, he looked terrible to begin with because he was just glop. Just CGI, nothing.
He was a
better cave troll.
Yeah, he was like a CGI monster fork.
Yeah,
whatever. Because he has little prongs on his head.
Yeah, and he just looks terrible. And you're like, you know, Steppenwolf in the comics kind of looks cool, right?
Yeah,
he doesn't look cool here. But
you know, the superpowers version is like fucking dope as shit because he has like an electric axe.
Yeah. No, so this is just like it's that Steppenwolf, except this one just has spikes all over him, and all you can see is his face. Not just like, I mean, like anybody tiny, every inch of him is covered in spikes.
My initial reaction to you, because you sent it to me, via text, and I just looked at the picture, and I thought you sent me a picture of a tree. Like a tree or something.
A
like
tree that had been dipped in silver.
Some sort of shrubbery.
Yes.
And then I looked and I was like, oh, that's Steppenwolf. But for some reason, he looks like a wicker basket.
Yeah, a silver wicker man. My favorite part was, though, I texted that to you and you just texted it back. Why does he look worse?
Yes. Why does he? It looks so much worse. Like, it's something where, and I think somebody, my buddy Joe, actually, or somebody, I think it was Joe, or maybe it was Rob Brown. Somebody on our Facebook page responded to that and said, oh, yeah, that was the problem with the movie.
Right.
Was that Steppenwolf didn't look cool enough.
Right. Obviously, it was the fact that he was lacking spikes that made this movie garbage.
Can you imagine that just to enhance that?
I was like, how are you working on that instead of, I don't know, the story?
He's not working on a story. There is no story.
And not only that, and then he's all spiky. But because it's that gross Snyder color palette, he just kind of blends into the background.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything.
It looks like nothing with spikes on it. And I'm just like, what is this?
I forgot what Darkseid looks like, but I know he sucks, right?
His face looks okay. I'm not cool with his armor because it doesn't even look like armor. It looks like the Omega symbol's like part of his body.
Oh, that's right.
Which I don't like. His face, from what I've seen, looks okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to be getting that soon enough. Next year, 2021. If there's anything that the end of 2020 will bring, is that we are so that much more closer to the Snyder Cut being released.
And then it'll
release the Snyder Cut.
Fucking goddamn it. But you know what else we're close to? Just announced like literally hours before we recorded this. They have announced that Wonder Woman 84.
Wonder Woman 84 just her in the bike shorts.
Oh, God.
You imagine that. Imagine no. That's the Snyder Cut of Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but Wonder Woman 84 is going to be released on Christmas Day in theaters, but also on HBO Max.
Oh, it's actually being in theaters. I thought it was just on HBO Max.
It's both. And you don't have to pay extra like you did if you were going to like watch Mulan to get it.
Say, yeah, they pulling that Mulan shit.
Which I'm actually very excited about that.
That is very exciting. I look forward to that because we're
Me
not going
to.
Because we're probably not going to go anywhere.
Well, where the fuck would we go?
Well, I don't know. We're not going to go visit any family. I don't think.
No.
We usually do.
Well, we go see my mother, but she lives like 20 minutes away.
Right. Okay. So, right. But I'm saying
she's part of our bubble.
That's right. Bubble.
But I mean, we're not going to like get on a plane and go see your mom or something.
No.
Not right now.
We will. We can stay home. We can watch Wonder Woe 84.
Yeah.
And see how that one turned out.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. Well, something to look forward to. Nice new movie.
Yeah. Nice new movie that I actually want to watch. Well, let's see. As far as the 2020 movies that have been released, like the only stuff I think we've seen, we saw Bloodshot.
We sure
but
did.
But that was, going to be like a January bullshit movie.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was February, I think it was supposed to come out. I can't remember. There was Invisible Man.
Yeah, we did see that.
Which I ended up watching.
It was all right.
It was pretty good.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
I think I was a little bit more annoyed with it than anything else.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of instances where look, I get it. He's invisible and things are happening and people are easy to assume one thing without actually taking into account that there's an invisible man that exists.
Sure.
But
my thing is just like, he's invisible. Why are you like walking around without holding, I don't know, a bag of flour at all times? But, can of spray paint, silly string, something, constantly have it in your hand because you know.
But I guess if you're invisible, you can dodge that shit. You just stand behind the person and they can be like,
No, I'm spinning in a circle.
Oh, okay.
I just want people to know.
Well,
if I ever believe anybody's invisible, I will just be standing in a circle spraying things. That's how you can tell that I feel I'm being stalked.
If somebody invisible is haunting me.
Yeah.
I am going to wear a suit that is constantly emitting spray paint. That's my suit. I'm going to be spray paint man. So spray paint man v Invisible Man.
Are you going to be like one of those fancy showers that has like 12 shower heads? Uh-huh. Just you spray and spray
it's
paint.
It's going to be like outward.
Yeah.
It's just going to be paint.
Neat.
All the time. All paint all the time. Catch those invisible people.
Yeah, you got to get them.
Also, maybe probably everybody's cars and clothes.
Yeah.
I'd be the scourge.
Yeah.
I'd be the scourge of the world.
I'm just going to look like one of those freaking people who don't believe, like, who don't understand what contrails are. And I'll just, like, stand there and, like, spray vinegar at them. And you're just like, that's not what that is. And they're like, it's chemicals. You're like, okay. I'll just be like that. But with, like, spray paint.
What if you're invisible, or you have to speak, or if you're, if you're, oh, if you're not invisible,
if I feel that somebody who is invisible is stalking me.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. These are good plans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there was, what is it? I thought there was another one we watched, but.
Oh, maybe.
But
I don't know.
I mean, I know like Tenet and.
Oh, we watched The Craft.
We watched, we talked about that last week.
Yeah. But that was a new movie we saw.
That was a new movie. I forgot. I completely forgot that New Mutants actually got released.
But it isn't streaming yet, right?
No, it's not really streaming. I was saying, but it actually got released at theaters. So technically, I was out.
That could suck my dick.
Why?
I'm sorry. Well, because I think it should be on a streaming platform. Well,
yeah, that for that reason. Yeah, I thought it was just a movie in general. Well, movies were not that good anyway.
I'm sure the movie sucks. But I mean, honestly, after all the problems that it went through, I mean, how many times it's been removed? How many times? I can't even remember. Yeah, it was a disaster. It never should have gone to theaters in the first place. It always should have been on a streaming platform.
Well, one day we'll get to see it.
Whatever.
One day we'll get to see it, and maybe we'll get to see Black Widow at some point. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think anybody, maybe nobody's getting to see it.
Yeah.
But Wonder Woman 84, though, coming out. Christmas Day. We'll probably be talking about that. That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it.
And the other thing to talk about was we got around to watching Hellstrom on
Hulu.
On Hulu, of all places.
Yep.
Because Hulu, here's the thing about Hulu. Like, Hulu has, like, all these random-ass shows, like, Marvel shows that, like, nobody's watching, I feel like.
Mm.
Or people we know they're there, but we just kind of go, eh. Like, Runaways and Cloak and Dagger. Well, Cloak and Dagger was, like, on Freeform.
Right.
But, like, who the fuck's watching Freeform?
Nobody.
But, yeah, like, there's all these shows, you know, but they have the Hellstrom, which they just debuted like last month or something, and the full season is up there.
Yeah.
So basically the premise, if you're not familiar, so it's Damien Hellstrom, who is
son of Satan.
He is a paranormal investigator, as he is in the comics at times. You know, he was, you know, at least in the 80s, like when he was hanging out with the Defenders here and there with when he was married to Hellcat.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, like a he lived in San Francisco, and he was just like a dude that would, or Boston or whatever he lived, and he was just a dude that did stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this one, he's basically the same thing, and his mom is in a mental institution and
also possessed by a demon,
and his father was a serial killer.
Yes, also a demon.
And Hellstrom grew up in said mental institution under the care of some woman.
Yeah.
Of the, like, the warden or whatever. And there's his sister,
mm-hmm.
Satana.
But she's not, what's her name in this?
I forgot.
Jim.
Jim. Jim Hell.
Her name's like.
Olivia? Is it Olivia or?
Something like that. I don't remember.
Something.
Jim.
But
whenever I can't think of a name, your name is Jim.
Do you know what name is for this is a completely random aside, but for some reason in my head, I keep thinking of a person named Jim Neck.
Jim Neck.
Yeah. Like that'd be a good name to use for something. It's like, what's your name? Jim Neck.
I feel that's like a good drag king name.
It is a good. It's
please welcome to the stage, Jim Neck. And he's got this huge fucking neck.
Yeah. Well, he has a lot of things. His neck is the thing he decorates the most.
Yeah. You could just get a lot of prosthetics and get like a really big shoulder neck going.
Yeah, it's true. True. There's a lot of options there, guys.
Yeah.
A lot of options. But it's him and his sister, and his sister is supposed to be Satana, but then they just kind of gimmicked it so it's not really Satana, but you know what it is.
Yeah.
And she's a big dick.
I don't really know if she is supposed to be a villain or not.
Well, they're both kind of villains because they're, you know.
Well, he's much more obviously not, though. And there's also some nun he hangs out with every once in a while. Well,
right. He got because since he grew up in this, the woman that raised him was like, hey, you need to like kick it with this nun because she's going to help you figure out.
Not Satan.
Not Satan shit. Kind of reminds me of that. The girl. The Hispanic girl from Hellblazer, like he had that little,
yeah,
black, you know, that sidekick or whatever.
Yeah, but only for like two episodes.
No, she was there for most of the time.
But wasn't she supposed to be written off eventually?
Well, I don't know. They never finished the show.
Oh, I remember reading something like she was supposed to just be like the gateway and then she was supposed to be gone.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like she was.
Yeah, there. I know what you're talking about. And like she was like helping him look at the map or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there was like a map and shit.
There was a map.
So
there's no map in Hellstrom.
No maps, but, you know, he does, you know, go around and he's, you know, he's a hip investigator that, you know, he's got a lot of wits and talking to demons and shit. And, you know, it's kind
of, it's also one of those shows that it's like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if everything was dark and blue no matter what time of day it is?
Everything. Well, it's based in like the Pacific Northwest, but it's really kind of like the Twilight movies, but like the contrast is way down.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Yeah. It's not good.
No.
I mean, I don't mind the show.
No, I mean, like, I think the parts I find most interesting, the parts when the mom's there with the devil thing. I don't know what the fuck his sister's doing. She finds, like, a skull that's, like, a cyclops.
Oh, and that's then, right.
Like,
they found
the, yeah, and, like, her friend lets the skull eat him. Okay.
And there's also a dude that's, he's, like, a caretaker. And, but he also, like, helped raise them somehow.
Sure.
Whatever. And there's, like, this monster that gets loose or something, and I think it resurrects the dad or the dad.
Yeah, he's coming back or something.
Yeah. And she also has this thing where she goes around and she just like finds like terrible men and just steals their soul.
Yeah. I mean, granted, that guy told like she just kills this one guy because he murdered like 7 women. And you're like, yeah, you know, cool. But she's also like working in an auction house and like, I don't know. I don't like her.
No, she's not a likable character. There's not a whole lot going on here.
And not a whole lot to root for.
Yeah.
Either. And I don't know. It's just weird. And then there's like random demons just like possessing people and Hellstrom has to fix it. And it's okay.
I'm trying to think of some of the Easter eggs in the show so far. The only thing I noticed so far was Roxxon.
Okay.
Which is the oil company.
Oh yeah,
in Marvel,
mm-hmm.
there's a Roxxon oil station or like a gas station,
mm-hmm.
But there's also I'm trying to think. I don't think there really is anything yet. I would love to see something, you know.
Yeah, it's so dark though. How can you?
Well, no, see some.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, but like also, but yeah, I would also definitely like to see how it looks, but also see something from like just the more Marvel Universe stuff. I don't know. Cause I mean, it's probably based off of a run of like Hellstorm that like I've never read.
Sure.
Cause I'm familiar mostly with the character from like the 70s and 80s. And,
yeah.
I mean, I might get back to it at some point, but it just like they make these, I feel like they make these shows, these Marvel shows, you can't really, you know, get behind them because I feel like they're just only around for like a second and then they, you know, disappear, which is disappointing because, you know, I want these things to be good.
So. Yeah.
But I guess it doesn't always work out that way.
No.
So is there anything else we want to add before we take a break?
Nothing I can think of.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Greetings, internerds. It is I, Mephisto. For the past 2 Halloweens, a callow cadre of casters has confounded my plans. First, they survived my Mephisto versus miniseries. Then, they navigated the perambulations of Dream Country. But this time, they stand no chance. I've trapped them within my hotel, the Inferno. And if Las Vegas isn't torture enough, the only entertainment they have is a variety of horror comics. Their only chance to escape is to find joy and positivity in these tales of terror.
Mephisto, why are you still doing this?
What do you mean?
You know the gang keeps this crossover going because it's fun, and they like podcasting together. They do it even without your shenanigans.
No, that cannot be! My will is all! You are but playthings in my merciless machinations!
Yeah, sure, but can you go to the living room and watch some streaming while I finish the promo?
Impudent geek!
Mephisto vs. the Podcasters 3, a crossover podcast event featuring the Married with Comics podcast, Resurrections and Adam Warlock and Thanos podcast, the Secret Wars and Beyond podcast, and Jeff and Rick present Unpacking the Power of Power Pack. Find it where all fine podcasts are casting.
Why is Mandalorian Season 2 not out yet? Curse that House of Mouse!
He's been here since the stay-at-home order started. I really don't think that applied to immortal entities, but he's all, never can be too careful. And if he finishes my Cheetos one more time...
All right, we're back in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is Defenders, number 63 from September 1978. And I just realized, because I don't really pay attention to these things as much as we probably should, but it is our 300th episode this week.
Oh my gosh.
We have done 300 of these episodes talking about comic books.
Oh no.
And other things.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2014.
Oh my God.
It's been a very long time.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. It's kind of an amazing feat of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
And I'm certain this will probably continue to go on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what podcasts do. They just never end.
It's true.
They don't have to end.
No.
That's the beauty of podcasting. A lot of people are like, man, I just got to end my podcast. I'm like, no, you don't.
Yeah, you don't have to.
No, you don't. You can keep doing it, depending on, you know, your who you are or whatever. And, you know, if you're not contractually prevented from doing a podcast, then you keep doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing that always bothered me about, like, people that, like, when we used to be at Sideshow, and people would be like, you know, oh, man, you take away my podcast, you know, if they weren't performing or if we just, you know, weren't going to do their, well, run their show anymore. And it'd be like, you know, you can still do your podcast. You just can't do it with us.
Right.
Because you know? Podcasts don't have to end.
Right.
So, anyways, happy 300th.
Woo.
And here's to 300 more. And we're doing a Defenders book. Nothing really special to do because that's all we do. It's just a comic book and me and Jen. That's all you guys get. And that's how it's always been every week.
Is that a sales pitch or like a don't listen to us pitch?
No, it's a sales pitch. I think it's a good pitch.
Is it?
It's very bare bones, you know? We talk.
Yeah, but is that what the people really want?
That's all we have. We don't have anything else. This is it. If you're already here listening to us, and that's it. That's all we got. So, anyways, thank you for listening. That makes us very proud. We're very proud of you. If you are listening, if you've been with us in the past, or if you've been with us, you're new with us now, and you've been with us from the beginning, we really appreciate that. So, thank you. All right. So, Defenders 1978, number 63. On the cover here, we've got a bunch of jabronis. Well, not really jabronis. You got the whole. It's so this is a part of the Defenders for a Day storyline that was going on around this time, where. And this will be brought up in the book, but there was a documentary that aired for some reason.
Yeah, about the Defenders.
About the Defenders, and basically.
But for some reason, the people, the actual team of Defenders, like, nobody knows who they are.
No.
Or like, no, but like who the actual characters are, because we'll talk about it later. There's a part where they're like, no. We're the Defenders. They're not the Defenders. And you're like, but if you saw the documentary, why are you even? I'm confused. Anyway,
apparently everybody saw the documentary, but then also nobody saw the documentary.
Yes.
One of those things. It's like, you know, CBS shows.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people apparently watch them, but who watches them? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know who watches anything. Same thing with podcasts. Who people say they listen to podcasts. And these people are like, oh, man, this podcast is really popular.
Mm-hmm.
But who listens to it? Nobody ever tells you.
Depends on what show it is.
It's true. But
I have a lot of podcasts I can tell you I listen to.
I know, but like it's like all these like WNY, you know, like these like New York Times, all these like fancy podcasts that are, you know.
Oh, you mean the fancy ones?
None of this shit. You know, we're doing we do the dirty stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, we're like, you know, the bottom of the barrel kind of podcasting where we're just out here doing jabroni stuff. But it's our jabroni stuff, and that's why we're proud of it. We've been doing jabroni for 300 episodes. So there was a documentary that aired on TV, and it basically was like, hey, here's the Defenders. And like it's kind of like a non-team because anybody can join it. Do you want to join the Defenders? Might as well. And so all these heroes and villains got this idea that they could just be the Defenders.
Hmm.
So That's why we have a bunch of people in the beginning of this book kind of all fighting it, duking it out or whatever, because, you know, you got all these different heroes, you got different egos. And on the cover here, you've got, let's see here, we've got Hellcat. She is squaring off against Turbo. And then we've got what appears to be the Hulk. Well, it is the Hulk, and it appears he has punched Black Goliath.
There's a lot going on.
And then Havoc's here, and he's shooting somebody, and Polaris is in the background. And then it also appears that Stingray is has punched Nighthawk in the dick.
Yeah.
On the cover here. And then you also have this guy, Tamak, or this is the one guy I'm not very familiar with.
Which guy am I looking at
here?
This
guy with the weird mask.
Oh, it kind of looks like he has little Mickey Mouse faces on
him.
Yeah,
he's a Mickey Mouse. He's a Mouseketeer. It's got a name. It'll probably be in this book, but I forget what it is. And he's like the one I know the least about.
Hmm.
So story's called Deadlier by the Dozen. And as it starts off, we're in the middle. It's as advertised. And the cover basically is like, yeah, there's a fight in this book. Check it out. And the Hulk is being ganged up on. He's being ganged up on by a bunch of the folks we talked just mentioned, as well as a Prowler is here. And apparently they set a trap for the Hulk. Probably because they needed him to be there because the Hulk's kind of like he's in the Defenders and he's always a part of the Defenders. But then he kind of like if he doesn't want to be a part of the Defenders, he just goes away for a couple of issues.
Right.
And does like his stuff in his own book.
Right.
Which he's always doing stuff in his own book. But, you know, he would just be there. And right now the core Defenders team is supposed to be Hulk, Valkyrie, Hellcat and Nighthawk. Hulk is getting ganged up on. In comes Iron Fist for some reason on a horse, on a wayward horse. And he's like, oh no, this horse won't get me off this crazy thing. And, you know, there's a few people here that are just kind of like, hey, maybe we shouldn't fight. That would be really cool. And then other people are just like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And in the midst of all this chaos, Iron Man just randomly shows up to give Hellcat her mail.
That's right. He's like, not only that, but he's like a piece of mail that has been like hanging around the Avengers Mansion for a while.
For a while.
I'm like,
did you find it?
It couldn't
underneath?
Have been that important.
Was Jarvis cleaning underneath the fridge and he found it? It was like, I mean, come on. You know, but I mean, and you wasted. I mean, I think they're in New York City as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Iron Man does kind of like serve a purpose here because he's like, hey, FYI, while you guys are all dicking around on this ranch or wherever the fuck it is you are, you know, like New York City's having a problem with all these people saying they're defenders, but they're all villains. So maybe you know, you guys should like figure something out. So anyways, goodbye.
Yeah, see you later. I was just here for a couple panels.
Hey, I'm Iron Man.
He's also the part he's like, sorry to interrupt your membership drive.
Yeah, membership bash.
It's kind of like they're all on like PBS and they're just like really trying to get funding.
Ooh, yeah. It's the Antiques Roadshow. We're selling some Civil War paraphernalia.
Come on down. Be a defender. Get this collector's edition of Downton Abbey.
And a tote bag. To put said edition of Downton Abbey in said tote bag.
Yeah.
And then carry it to your DVD player and put it in there. That's the only way you can watch Downton Abbey is if you carry it.
Yeah.
You carry it in a separate container.
You have to. And then you have
to. Because it's not classy if you don't.
No. Well, it's a very nice box set.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. With many discs.
Oh, yeah. So many discs.
And director's commentaries.
Remember they did a Downton Abbey movie?
Yeah, but I never saw it. I saw the whole thing, the whole show. And then they were like, we're making a movie. And I was like, pass.
Yeah.
No, thanks. It got stupid towards the end. Like the first couple seasons were fun. And then you were just like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched a few of those with you.
Yeah.
It was all right.
I enjoyed them. So, who doesn't enjoy British people in a big house?
Yeah. Yeah. Period pieces with nice architecture.
Big houses.
Sign me up.
And it just so much of that show was me just going, how could I have ever worn any of these outfits? Because they were just like Empire waists were really big then. So it was all, you know, Empire waist means it's that high, high waist. It's basically like the seam is right under the boobs.
Mm.
What the fuck is that? For women who are built like me, that is a nightmare.
Sounds uncomfortable.
Not only that, but like I would have just basically looked like a bowling pin. I'm like, my waist is lower.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, I get very angry about Empire waists. Who wants to hear about my fashion?
Maybe somebody does. I don't know. Maybe she starts her own fashion podcast where you're just like, ah.
I don't know if I want like
fashion arg with Jen Stansfield.
I don't want a fashion podcast, but I do post pictures of myself wearing clothing on Instagram. So you that's like, kind of fun.
Women be shopping.
This woman be shopping. God knows.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, Iron Man shows up, delivers the mail and goes just the fuck out. And then he's talking to Valkyrie and Hellcat, and Hercules is there, and Hercules is kind of like staying out of it for a minute. And then they're him and Valkyrie are like, hey, maybe like we should like maybe something should like get figured out, because there's, you know, New York's being beat up by these so-called other defenders, mm-hmm. and maybe we should do something about it. And Hercules decides to uproot a tree and hit everybody with it.
Oh, that's funny, because doesn't he like say something ridiculous when he hits them?
Oh, he says, he like, says he's always
for. Is this where he says forthwith?
No, that's a little bit later. He's always saying something, though. He says the lust of battle is because everybody's fighting. He's like, the lust of battle is upon them. And the only thing they'll understand is me hitting them with the straight.
Is this also kind of at the time when Thor talked like this?
Well, Thor's always talked like this.
But he doesn't talk that way anymore, right?
Well, not maybe not. I mean, maybe it's a bit different now. But I mean, you know, this is, you know, we're talking Bronze Age, so
right.
Or still even Silver Age. I mean, that's how him and Hercules and all those dudes talked. You know,
yeah.
They all had some weird, you know, that weird dialect. That you know, ha ha, whatever. I don't know what that would how you describe it, but
forthwith.
Yeah, this is where he tells everybody to basically he's like, hey, everybody, shut up, and then randomly Captain. We get Captain Ultra thinking to himself, what a windbag. So
I do have to point out there are so many fucking people in this book.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Like way too many people.
Way too many people. Wait, some people that I don't even know why the hell they're there. Like,
it's like, what would you say? Would you say this is like 40% of the Marvel roster?
No, there's more than that, because we're not really tapping into X-Men and like all these other
25%.
Say 15. It's not a lot. It's not. There's a lot of people.
There's so many people here.
I know, but it's not that many. There's a lot. The Marvel roster is pretty big. We're talking about the heroes.
Unnecessarily large.
I know, but to say everybody wanted to be defenders. Everybody was like, "Yo,
not everybody." Great. As Captain Marvel said, "Fuck it." Yet?
We're getting there. So yeah, that actually be great if that was a part. This was a movie, and he's just like,
"Fuck it."
He's like, "You want to be a defenders? Fuck it." Anyways, so they're like, so Hercules is like, look. You know, we need to like defend New York or whatever. And Hulk, and this is where Hulk says, fuck it.
Because Hulk that's just right. Goes, Hulk's just like,
Hulk's like, look, you guys are fighting me and now you want me to fight with you. This sounds like a bum deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to leap out of here.
Yeah.
So goodbye.
Yeah. And Hercules and calls him a dolt or something.
Herc says, he goes, zounds. The brute is as ill-tempered a lout as ever.
Yeah, a lout.
And Valkyrie is like, you know what? Maybe you should be happy he's not here because he's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So
they're like, all right, so we're going to like break up into teams.
Yep.
We got enough people to make three teams.
I thought it was four teams because I thought Hellcat had a team.
Oh, maybe it is four.
Because Hellcat has a team and then Valkyrie has a team and then Hercules has a team and then Nighthawk has a team.
Okay, four.
Maybe. I don't know.
So there's enough people here for us to have all the teams.
Well, no, I think it's just maybe Hellcat doesn't have a team.
I don't know. Hellcat is involved. And Hellcat's
got a car. And she's like, okay, everybody come in my car.
When we get to that part, the panel of her driving that car when she pulls up is hilarious. It literally looks like Barbie entering the scene in a commercial.
So she, so Valkyrie is like, look, let's set up a team. And so Hercules.
They're like, this is the hunky man team.
Well, this is it. Because this is where Hellcat's like, yeah, well, I got these jabronis with me. She's got Captain Ultra, Havoc, Black Goliath, White Tiger, and Iron Fist. She calls them the super Rip Snorton who super hunks.
Sure.
And so then Hercules is like, well, I'm going to put my hand over here and just point to these random guys and you're on my team.
Right. And that's like what Valkyrie does, too. She's like, you guys are my team.
Who's on Valkyrie's team?
That's the hand. That's Valkyrie.
Oh, that's Valkyrie's hand.
Yeah.
Oh, because then, okay, then I thought that was, then maybe, okay, so then maybe.
She's like, I don't know anything about any of you.
Okay, so then Hellcat doesn't have a team. That's Hellcat. I thought Hellcat had her own team.
Yeah.
But no, there's no, she's on Valkyrie's. Yeah. She's on Hercules' team.
Yeah. She's just like, I don't know about any of you people. You.
Yeah, she just points. She literally just goes, well, these people to my left are on my team. And she's actually got some pretty good folks on here. She got Falcon. She got Turbo, who's kind of sucks. Stingray, who really needs water to be effective.
Right.
She has... Jack of Hearts, who Jack of Hearts ain't nothing to fuck with, but you know, people always
about him before.
Yeah, we've talked about him before. Jack of Hearts ain't nothing to fuck with, but everybody treats him like he's
called Jack of Hearts.
Well, also he looks stupid. I think his his costume is something else, man. But I kind of dig it.
Are you gonna make a custom fig of Jack of Hearts?
Are you nuts? Have you seen that costume?
I don't know. I don't know which costume.
There's so much like decoration on there. Like I don't have the steady hand.
Oh yeah.
Or power. I can't. No. I mean,
that is why I've never been an artist. I can't. Like I'll try to do all steady and shit, and I'm just like, bleh.
Yeah. Speaking of which, yeah,
I have no fucking muscle control.
I've been doing my customs, and you can find those on our Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
I made a custom of Diamond Lil from Alpha Flight. Because I'm trying to fill the holes in my rosters.
Right.
And then I also made Frank Drake from Night Stalkers. And made him out of a cane, too. So, Jack of Hearts will not be made by me anytime soon.
Yeah.
Unless I get really good. But, and then Prowler's there.
Oh, yeah, Prowler.
And Prowler just goes, you know, because she's just like, all right, you guys are with me. Yeah. Valkyrie's like, okay, you guys are with me. And he's like, cool choice, chick.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
You made a wise choice. You got the right one, baby.
You have chosen wisely.
So this is where everybody else is like left over. A bunch of these other people that are left over have to be hanging out with Nighthawk. Nighthawk's kind of a dick, though.
Oh, can we just real quick, because I don't think Falcon shows up again. He's wearing this, like his costume is like very like cut to the navel.
Oh, yeah, that's like his.
It's got that nice V. It's kind of like that Nightwing costume back in the day.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, woo.
That was his costume for a long time, though.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a pretty it's
bring
a pretty
back classic. More men wearing super low V cut shirts.
Get the deep Vs.
Give me that deep V.
There should be a character in Marvel Shinbei called Deep V. And he just wears the deepest Vs.
Is that all he does? He just shows up in deep Vs and morons like me get distracted.
The
deeper
the V, the stronger his powers. Right? Eventually.
And then he just distracts morons like me. He's like, look at my shirt. I'm like, oh, that's a deep V. And then somebody comes in and like hits me in the head.
Somehow like the V just goes down to like the ground.
Wouldn't you be seeing Wang?
No, he's wearing pants, but the shirt is just, it's just stretched.
Oh, wait, so it's just like a real, it's like a duster. But yeah. Then it's just a coat.
Or like a tunic or something.
Because really, if he's wearing a shirt.
I didn't think out this deep V guy.
With an open V that goes all the way down. You're like his dick's hanging out.
No, yeah. He's wearing pants. You can still wear a deep V shirt and wear. Yeah, you can wear.
That defeats the purpose of the deep V. To wear something underneath it.
No, pants. You wear pants. If you wear a V-neck shirt, you're still wearing pants.
But if the V is supposed to go all the way down, the shirt has to go all the way down to the ground.
Yeah, but it means that you... I feel like I need to draw something.
I'm just thinking, now, see, so what I'm thinking is a guy who's basically wearing a dress that goes all the way down, but it's cut so it's just like all you see is like his chest and then his dick.
No, there's no dick.
Well, then what is the point?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't. I'm trying. I can't. Do I have to make an action? Do I have to customize an action figure to show you?
Show me the deep V.
Did we create my own deep V character?
Like, I made this action figure to settle an argument with my wife that we got into on a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. That's what quarantine's done to me. Fuck you, Corona. This is what you've done to me.
Oh, God.
So anyway, so everybody else is stuck with Nighthawk, and most people are kind of like...
Boo.
Boo. He's got Hellstorm, who's here. Well, Nova's here. Nova just goes, man, I'm itching for action. So is Hellstorm. It's like, well, why can't Hellstorm say that?
Right.
Why can't Hellstorm be like, yeah.
Hellstorm doesn't really say anything.
No, he's just kind of here.
In this book, he has like one line where he calls some guy a mortal.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. He doesn't have much to do. And then also, Tagak. Tagak. That's the guy with the Mickey Mouse face.
Oh, what does he do?
I don't know.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
I don't really know, actually. He's the one guy I don't really know much about. And
I'm going to assume he's dead.
He might be. I should probably Actually, I don't care.
Yeah, no, we don't. So we're just going to assume he's dead.
So Polaris is there, too, with him, and as well as Marvel Man, a.k.a. Quasar.
Mm.
So, yeah, so that's his team. And this is where a little bit later, well, no, sorry. We're at this part where the only people, they're like, hey, there's other people that are left, and it's Captain Marvel.
Miss Marvel,
or you know, future be Captain Marvel, but Miss Marvel, Carol Danvers, mm-hmm. and Paladin,
mm-hmm.
and Paladin's like, well, I kind of suck, so I don't really want to be a part of this.
Yeah,
and same thing, and then Captain, and then Miss Marvel's just like, yeah, I was curious because I was like, I hung out with the Defenders once. But I'm an Avenger now.
This isn't for me.
This is, yeah, you know what?
I don't want to be on the D string.
And Captain Marvel,
I'm an A string.
Yeah, she is. She's got the power of spaceship.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's Captain Marvel, or Miss Marvel. And Captain Marvel just, you know, just basically is like, yeah, I saw enough of this and no.
Yeah, I'm out. See you guys later.
Why don't you?
We have other better things to do.
I literally have cosmic awareness. I am such an omnipotent being.
Yeah.
I don't need to be doing anything with you guys, but why am I here? I don't know. I heard you had snacks.
Yeah.
So that is it for them. And so then everybody, you know, takes off. And this is kind of where, so you got everybody else, Valkyrie, all of her guys can fly. So they all fly. And then this is where what's her face? Hellcat shows up in her car because Hercules is like, man, I don't fly and I don't got like flying horses and shit. So like, how are we going to get to New York? And she's like, hang on, let me show you my fucking Ace and Gary car.
Yeah. And when she pulls up, she's got like one hand. It's a convertible. She has just like one hand out of it. And that's exactly how, like, when they were like introducing Barbie's new convertible. And like, she like drives into the commercial with like the one hand.
Defender Barbie.
Yeah. 100%. It's very funny. I found
it.
Ken
as Captain Ultra. Yeah. She calls it her Hellcat mobile. She almost runs over Iron Fist's foot. Although I would have enjoyed if he was says, hey, watch out for my foot. I'm not Iron Foot. They call me Iron Fist. That would have been a fucking hoot. But then they all like jump on this car and drive in it. And
because I don't even understand, because when they draw like Goliath on it, he like dwarfs it.
Goliath doesn't need to, because he could just kind of walk
beside it
briskly.
Yeah, I,
you know, because he's but giant.
He's like sitting on the back of it and he's so big. I'm like,
there's no way it's moving.
Yeah. How does that work? Because they've got like 10 people in this fucking car.
Well, yeah, because she's got, you know, so you got White Tiger on the front. You got she starts driving off and like Hercules is like falling off, you know, falling out of the seat. You got Iron Fist barely in the car. Havoc looking like a jabroni. Just hanging on to the back of the spoiler.
Yeah.
Just like everybody's like, hey, man, hold on for your life, Havoc. And he's like, I am Iron Fist. And Captain Ultra doesn't even make it. He's just diving.
Yeah.
He's just diving and just not even making it to the fucking car.
What this is like when you were a kid and everybody was like, hey, let's all see if we can fit on so-and-so's bike. And then you all fell down and your mom got mad.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah, don't do that. This is basically the equivalent of that.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Or like, back in the 60s, didn't people used to shove themselves in phone booths for fun? Do you remember seeing those pictures? No,
that was even before that. I think in the 60s, we were past phone booths.
In the 50s. But you remember those pictures? Did you ever see those?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where they were like all these fucking kids just like trying to shove themselves into a phone booth?
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what this is.
Yeah. No
orgy.
No orgies, just phone booths.
Let's see, that's what happens when you don't have premarital sex. You just shove yourself into a phone booth.
You have to get your rocks off somewhere.
You know, it'd be fun shoving myself into this tiny phone booth.
So everybody's waiting here on. Well, this is, I like this part because Nighthawk's like, all right, what are we all waiting for? They're like, we're waiting for you, you dipshit. And he's like, fine.
Nobody likes Nighthawk.
And the Nighthawk's like, fine, we're going to fly away. And then like. The other guys are still here and they're like, we can't fly. And this is kind of like one of those things where you realize that some people can't fly. And this is, it looks silly when the other people have to be carried.
Oh, yeah.
And also we get Polaris here is just like, man, I wish I was on like a different team.
Yeah. Man, things could be better.
Surprisingly, she wants to be on Valkyrie's team. I figured she wanted to be on Hellcat's team because that's where her bow, Havoc, is.
Maybe she realizes there's just not enough space in that car.
Well, she saw the car, yeah.
And she was like, you know what? No, thank you.
She's like, I don't like sitting in the middle of cars. It's cramped. I don't like it.
No, thanks.
So this is where we get, we have, what's his face? We have Nova and Quasar pulling along poor Tagic, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just pulling this guy, and they're like, and Nighthawks are zipping along, and they're like, hey, come on, man, we're literally carrying another dude to come fight this fight this shit, and you're acting. He's like, aha, keep up. I'm like, no. So their first encounter, and this goes on way too long, where they run into a guy given his car stolen, and he's saying,
yeah, this is a bit much. So what's basically happening in this, just as like a recap, like all of these people saw the Avengers documentary.
Defenders.
Whatever. The Teams documentary.
Teams!
And now people all over the city have decided to declare themselves part of the Defenders.
Right.
So there's this all sorts of just kind of zany hijinks and like very basic crime going on.
Yeah.
So this is like the guy with the car. Somebody stole his car.
Well, he describes the person as a big burly guy.
Yeah. He's like, oh my God, somebody stole my car. And they're like, oh, okay, well, we'll stop it. So they grab this car. It's like all these huge dudes, and they stop this car and they go to pull out the driver, and it's just the guy's teenage son.
The literal son of Satan.
Is pulling
the son of the leader of Christian hell.
Yep.
Is apprehending
a 15 year old kid
from stealing his dad's car.
Yeah.
And so they pick up this car, and this guy is like, oh, watch out for my car, it's brand new, you know. And he puts it down, you know, and they realize it's the son, and the son's like,
it's supposed to be a joke, dad.
Yeah, some joke.
You know, and the kid's like, or the dad's like, you know, this is ridiculous. This is what, if you see crime on TV, you're going to do crime. Meh, meh. And then he's like, oh my God, you guys put a scratch on my car?
And he's like, oh, I'm going to take you to fucking court over this scratch,
yeah.
Son of Satan.
Yeah. This is where the guy calls him a mortal. He's like, don't you realize, mortal, that like, blah, 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 blah.
Have you forgotten, mortal, that your cries have for help have summoned us?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a hell court's hell court. I'm just reading the word court. I do actually. Hell court. That sounds like a good show.
Actually, it sounds like a neat hotel chain.
Yes, that too.
Welcome to Hell Court. Don't expect anything nice.
That's their slogan. Don't expect anything nice. We mean it.
I'm going to open a Hell Court, and it's just going to be like, you know what? You're lucky the sheets are clean.
I want nobody to stay here. That's my business model. No customers.
Hell Court. Don't stay here.
It's like the fucking the Rose Motel or whatever.
Yes.
Basically. It's gonna be the social commentary here from Polaris. She's like, it's just media exaggeration that is making all of us seem like we're villains, but we're not.
Right.
You know, this is really bullshit. And
then we cut to this, like, I don't even know what's happening over here.
So we cut to Russia.
Okay.
Where the presence, who is a previous
president.
The president. the president. Hey, I'm on a chair. I'm in Russia. They're my friends.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. This is here. This is Putin. He's a giant amoeba monster. He's my best friend. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna collude.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
He's an amoeba and he's gross.
Yeah. So it's the presence is, he's kind of like riding a what's his face's chair.
Morbius chair.
Yeah, like a Morbius chair. Morbius.
Morbius chair.
A Morbius chair. A
it's
Mobius.
Made of bats.
Yeah, a chair that's like flying around. And what is his deal exactly?
He's a guy. He was a former scientist.
Was he zapped?
He was zapped and he became nuclear charged. And now he
was
this,
not zapped in Chernobyl, because this is pre-Chernobyl.
It's pre-Chernobyl, but he started, according to Wikipedia, a Chernobyl-like event. So,
yeah.
you know, he because he was like a nuclear scientist trying to like do stuff for the Kremlin or whatever. Right. And, you know, it's just shit went sideways. And he's also got kids. One of them is Darkstar and she's got powers and it's a whole fucking mess. And Defenders have came across him before.
Yeah.
And also randomly, the presence is a villain in my Lego game. Okay. In the Lego game. Like he's like one of the because you go to Russia to like deal with some radiation stuff and he's there and you have to fight him.
Okay.
So yeah, it's really strange. But here the presence is dealing with this amoeba monster.
It's just a big slime monster.
It's a big slime monster that I guess it's in this thing called the Forbidden Zone, but he's really, I think, in Siberia somehow. Cause in like some random like people are just like observing him and they're like, it looks like he's still doing some shit. We better go back and tell whoever's in charge these days. And so Presence is like, well, I gotta stop this amoeba, and he shoots it in the mouth and it doesn't go down because it absorbs his power, and then it grabs
it like eats him, and it's gonna, and he's like, oh no, if I get absorbed it will be unstoppable.
Yeah, so we just kind of leave that.
We're just gonna leave that there.
We leave that alone. We go back to the fucking wacky races.
Yeah.
Whatever. Animal like, Bear's wacky races.
Which team is this? Is this Hellcat?
This is where Black Goliath is on the back of the car.
Yeah. So they like somehow roll up to like a bunch of dudes just like robbing banks. Also, well,
it's not just dudes. It's actual villains.
Well, yeah. It's villains just like robbing like banks and diamond stores.
They're robbing diamond. Yeah, they're it's a prequel to Uncut Gems. You know, they're just fucking intense shit. Like Adam Sandler's there. You know,
it was just fucking Hercules yelling, "This is how I win."
He's trapping him in a vestibule. You know, I gotta make a parlay. Kevin Garnett needs a stone. So, yeah, but what's his face is there. Whirlwind is there. Whirlwind is there for some reason. I don't like when they draw him like this, where he's not wearing a shirt underneath his armor.
Uh-huh.
He's just like regular. I mean, he's a mutant.
That's that deep V.
He is my prototype for deep V.
That's what he's doing.
He was before he was, he was wearing his chainmail. He was deep V in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's there. And I think Beetle's there. Porcupine is there.
I mean, these are just like random villains, yeah, too.
Sagittarius is there.
Sure.
One of the Zodiac guys. So they all jump out of the Ace and Gary mobile because it does look like a dick.
It really does.
You know, and fucking Hercules. Stop thy chariot, Hellcat. The thews of Hercules shall thrash yon black-hearted scoundrels. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, buddy. They go to town. Well, this is another one he says here. Yield, varlets, or face the fury of defenders. Varlets.
What's a varlet?
I don't know.
Did he mean to say varmint?
No, maybe he meant varlets.
What's I thought
he meant
to say
harlot and varmint.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Slutty rodents?
You slutty rodents, why don't you stop stealing these diamonds from Adam Sandler? Oh, that's right. Blob is there, too.
Oh, that's right. Blob is there.
Blob is there, too. And we get a bunch of fighting.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, Batroc is there, too. Jeez, everybody's is here.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, Hercules just punches Blob in the stomach and he's like, fuck off.
Right. And Hercules is because, of course, Blob doesn't go down. And Hercules is like, that punch felled so-and-so.
Hey, you could say. Atlas went down, but the Blob shrugged. Okay, that didn't make that. That wasn't good.
No,
that wasn't good. This is what we've built up to for 300 episodes.
Aren't you proud?
Yes.
This is how we've wasted our lives.
Yes. Yes, we've wasted our lives and your time.
Woo!
We are full on just time. We're just wasting everything.
Yep.
Electro is here too. Yeah, there's a bunch of dipshits here.
Yeah.
But everybody's having a big brawl. And eventually the villains get the, or not the villains, but the heroes get, or actually nobody gets upper hand. Everybody's just kind of stops because the cops show up.
Yeah, that's right. The cops show up and the cops are like, what the hell's going on? Somebody explain it to me. And Hercules is like, oh, we have been, you know, besting these guys and give you this money and diamonds back, whatever. And
Sagittarius.
The other guy is like, no, didn't you see the documentary? We're the defenders and they're the bad guys. And I'm like, but if they saw the documentary, wouldn't they know that you're the bad guy?
Right. Nobody.
I'm confused how nobody knows.
Maybe it was on cable.
Was it a podcast?
Yes, it was a first podcast. this guy put it out and only a few people heard it.
Yeah, well, all these people heard it, but then you can't actually see what anybody looks like.
No.
So, I mean, that's literally the only reason I'm like, how do you not know? If this documentary is so huge, you have all these people running rampant. Shouldn't you know who they are? Like, I don't know. I'm confused.
There's actually my favorite line from Hercules. So in response to Sagittarius saying that, you know, that they're the villains, he says, heed not the slanderous utterances of yon mealy-mouthed cabbage. I want to call somebody a cabbage.
A mealy-mouthed cabbage.
Yeah, I want to call somebody a cabbage. I like people calling people sausages, but cabbage. You cabbage. I was like, what?
I like it.
I do like it, though. Yeah, no, yeah. It's good.
And then the cops were like, hey, you know what? This is fucking New York City. I don't give a shit. He's pulling a my mom when I was a kid, which was, so if something happened and my mother didn't see who did it, we both got punished. And that is exactly what this cop is pulling, because he just arrests everybody.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, I don't know who's fucking telling the truth. You're all arrested.
How he's arresting anybody. I mean, I can't really. I mean, look, I understand, you know, these are New York's finest and whatever, but these flatfoots aren't getting the blob and handcuffs.
No.
Anytime soon, unless if, you know, they get the help of the X-Men or whoever else is here. I mean, fucking, what's his face? You got Hercules here. You got Havoc, who, I mean, he's like a living battery, for Christ's sake. I mean, watch the fuck out. I mean, you guys got your work cut out for you. But yeah, what's the other one here? Last thing I want to point out was this panel here of this cop being like, hey, this is New York's, you know.
Right.
But he's kind of doing this thing where like his one eye is like bugging out.
Yeah.
It's one of those, like, I'm trying to think where I've seen that before. But he's like, you mothers, straight to the moon.
It's like Popeye kind of.
Popeye.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's how that ends. We end on that. The next issue anticipates superheroes and supervillains in a slugfest on the Staten Island Ferry. Psych out in the subway system. Shenanigans at the stock exchange. All this and much more on the Day of the Defenders. Did you want to read the next issue?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm totally. I mean, I probably have read the next issue of this. I think I have.
Right.
Because I think it's on like a trade I have. But, you know, I love the Defenders, so I am 100% on board with whatever is going on here, especially, you know, give me guys and girls, just give me a bunch of the fucking costumes, just be like, so I just be like, hey, look at that guy. I know, there's that guy. I am so happy.
I know, you'd love guys's.
To point out whoever's around and, you know, tell my wife who's there and you could be like, I don't know that guy. And I'm like, neither do I, but I know his name. So, yeah, it's a hoot. So I guess that's it for our 300th episode.
Woo!
Thanks for listening, folks, for 300 episodes and for this episode. And we'll be back next week, of course, with some more content. We don't plan on stopping anytime soon. So that is it. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And make sure you rate review the podcast on Apple Podcasts and give us 5 stars if you think we deserve it, which I think we do, because we've done 300 episodes of this dumb podcast, and I think it's worth being commended. I think so. It'd be nice if you celebrate 300 episodes. Give us a 5-star review. Sure. Or don't. I know, or you don't. Know, do what you want.
Sure.
Do what you want. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care.
Just leave it. Just, you can leave us 5 stars and just write tits.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine.
You can write deep V.
Yeah.
Hashtag deep V.
Yeah. Let us know on Facebook if you think the deep V would show dick or not.
I think you're misunderstanding.
If it's that long of a deep V.
They're two separate clothing items.
But if you're wearing something that is long enough to go all the way to the floor, why are you wearing pants underneath it?
I can't.
It's like a dress with a hole in it.
It's the optimal superhero costume.
You know what it is? It's like, remember when we saw that, it was that like porn parody of the Justice League?
What was it, Superman?
Yeah. Do you remember this? But there's that one part where like Superman is like gonna fuck Wonder Woman, I think.
No, in, Zatanna.
No. Is it Zatanna in the Fortress of Solitude?
Yeah.
And he's just wearing his costume, and there's just a hole for his dick.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's how they get to doing their thing, is they don't take out the costumes.
No, they don't.
They just unsheathe.
There's not even an unsheath. There's just a hole. There's no sheath to begin with.
It's fully sheathed.
Sorry.
Anyways, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.